Back.
Well, kind of. Okay, so at intervals during the show, I'm going to be like, is it still recording?
Okay, so we just recorded an hour-long Vegas podcast.
And guess what happened at the end?
Something happened and it all disappeared, so we have to do it all over again.
So we had like the first 3 seconds, which is, today is Saturday.
That's it. So I don't know what happened there, but it's gone.
We're a little cranky, so that means we're just drinking more heavily.
So we're moving ahead with this show.
Uh-huh. This shit show? I hope it's not a shit show.
I hope not.
That would be bad.
Yeah.
I like the word shit show, though.
The shit show is the name of Andy Dick's show on Sirius.
Really?
Yeah.
Who's living in a van down by the river?
A shed. His last one was called the Shit Shed Show, I think.
Nice.
Anyway, here we are. We're going to play some music. We're going to talk about whatever's going on.
And hope to God it records, because we're not doing it again if it doesn't.
The other one recorded. It was just when I hit save, all of a sudden everything disappeared. I don't know what happened.
Oh my God. Is it my fault because I hooked up the equipment today?
No, or? I did something, I'm sure. I don't know what, but I don't know. Grr.
Should we just save now, just in case?
No, that's not. Once you save, it quits. No.
Oh, okay.
We'll be fine.
All right.
So, hey, everybody. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah,
for,
yeah.
What? How many of these have we done? Is this six or seven?
Seventh one.
Seven. Dyslexic Heart number seven.
Number seven. Lucky seven. Joe Maurer, seven.
Hooray.
Yeah.
So what's new? What do you want to talk about? You have a few things listed, so we can ramble through some of those. We can.
I just realized, okay, spell correction on the iPhone is very funny because I have a note to talk about the Lost finale.
Oh.
And the next item is supposed to be finales in general. And instead of finales, it says fondled in general.
Let's not talk about being fondled in general. That's lovely,
and it
though.
It just makes me laugh.
Well, okay, so I...
Assuming the fondling is, you know, consensual.
I hate Lost.
I know you
do. You love Lost.
I do.
So go ahead, talk about whatever it is that you wanted to talk about.
Okay, quickly, because I don't want to bore you.
Please, before I fall asleep.
So when I first saw it, like the first, it was 2.5 hours, and the first 2 hours and 15 minutes just fucking rocked. Like, oh my God, that guy, I thought he was dead. He's alive, yay!
Oh my God,
that guy's dead. Oh no, he's alive, yay! And oh my God, those two are getting together. Oh my God, those two are reuniting. Oh my God.
Well, you know why there was so much confusion? Because they were still making shit up as they went along, even down to the last fucking 5 minutes. They had no fucking script for that show for the last 5 years.
Okay, so then it got to the last 15 minutes, and I'm like, okay, no. What? No? Huh? No. So then I just kind of let it marinate for a little while, and then...
Like a bowl of shit stew?
And then I watched it the next day. Like, I just watched, like, the last 15 minutes. And I was like, oh, my God, this makes sense. It's really a nice way to end the show. It's a nice way to say goodbye to the characters.
Bunch of shit.
And I was very pleased.
The creators of the show said all along, no, everybody's not dead.
Not on the island.
So they ended up lying to their viewers.
Not true.
Because they didn't know when they said that that's how it was going to end. They had no fucking idea.
They were answering the question, was the island purgatory? And
didn't
it wasn't.
Anything.
It wasn't purgatory. And
show
people,
was a piece of shit.
It was good. And I am buying the DVDs.
No, you're not buying
the DVDs. I am
the
buying
DVDs.
The DVDs.
I'm selling the DVDs on eBay the next
no,
day.
No, you are not. It was a good show.
It was a piece
was a
of
nice
shit.
Ending. I was very, like, I'm kind of, I miss it.
Fucking A. Has there been, so in general,
okay,
finales in general,
fondles in general.
Typically, when a show runs its course and has a finale, does it ever work out well? Because I know even with this one, the fans of the show were
split.
The
fans are divided because it depended on if you were a fan of the mythology or a fan of the characters. If you were a fan of the characters, you generally liked how it worked out because it was very character focused.
No, if you were a chick who likes Grey's Anatomy, you liked how it worked out.
What?
It was
What do you have you watched the show ever?
Oh yeah, I've watched it enough.
Like
to,
how long? How like
you've
how,
seen me sitting on the couch making Mystery Science Theater-esque comments
for like 5 minutes for each show.
No, I watched entire episodes.
So you secretly went down to the basement and
no,
watched
I watched
them
it right here with you.
No, you didn't.
I did
you
too.
Never watched the whole thing.
I would watch
ever
enough to know that
ever
they were just making shit up as they went along. But anyway, the people who liked the show were the Grey's Anatomy fans who liked the emotional lovey-dovey scene stuff. And the people who didn't were the people who were the Dungeons & Dragons dorks.
It wasn't lovey-dovey. You had an investment in the characters. You actually watched these characters grow and change over the last 6 seasons. And you yeah became kind of attached to them. And yeah, maybe you'd like to see some of them shirtless and emerging from the water. Maybe. Maybe you did. But you still gave a shit what happened to them.
Okay. Anyway, so
finales in general.
When a show runs its course and they have a big finale, has that ever worked out well?
Yes, 6 feet under. Mm. What? What are you telling me you did not like the finale of that show?
Well, I didn't like the last 2 seasons of the show.
I liked the finale, though. Like, the last season, like, Nate became this complete asshole, and we didn't watch the whole... We watched random episodes, but I thought the finale was really well done. That was one of the best finales of a show ever.
The finale was interesting,
I thought.
But that's... I don't know.
What?
That's a pretty small time show in terms of the number of viewers and stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Okay.
Sopranos, people hated. A lot of people hated.
Yeah.
I don't know. It seems like most of the big finales are, they end up, like Seinfeld, they end up leaving the audience split.
Mm-hmm. But what I like the Sopranos finale, I liked that it made people think. It wasn't just this, here it is laid out in front of you.
I liked the Sopranos finale. That was fine, but a lot of people hated it. So yeah. I'm just, I don't
A lot
know.
Of people called their cable providers and were like, did my TV just go out? Did I miss the last 30 seconds? What the hell?
I think there's a certain... I think for the shows that we've really, really loved, most of them have been canceled before their time, and I think that actually might end up being a good thing.
Yeah.
Because you end up missing it, and it never had a chance to fuck up the finale. I don't know. Just a thought.
Yeah.
Speaking of dead things...
Nice.
I'm going to play a song from Jeremy Messersmith's latest album.
Which is awesome.
Because it's all about death.
It's called The Reluctant Graveyard.
And this song is freaking awesome. It's like the songs are about death, but they're really super poppy and awesome. And he's an awesome Twin Cities songwriter and singer and performer. And
you should buy his CDs or go see him.
I've been loving this song. It's called Violet. Matted in her beaten down, but she won't scare. Winks her eyes, battered green and blue. Ignorance can leave an orphan. Sets a job, no, she won't quit. She'll take the fight to streets and avenues. A little dirt can make a flower. So, Mr. Smith, awesome. Mm-hmm. We dig him.
Yes.
What else?
Just to wrap up some TV stuff.
No more Lost, please.
No. We were talking about this on the deck earlier. How we have a couple shows that like really speak to our inner selves, and mine is RuPaul's Drag Race, and yours is American Pickers.
Yeah, I love that show. Two guys going through a bunch of old barns in the middle of nowhere.
Uh-huh.
It's awesome.
And mine's just about, you know, these drag queens snarking on each other. And
yep.
I love that show, though. Oh, my God. Oh, I just absolutely adore that show. And I can't freaking wait for Drag You this summer.
What, huh?
Yeah, there's going to be more.
Drag You?
Yeah.
Is it RuPaul hosted?
I'm not sure. Probably. But
I'm not a big... I've said it before, like, drag queens amuse me for an hour, and then I'm good for, like, a year.
Oh,
but the fact that it's an actual show every week, I can't deal.
No, I want to hang out with them every week. They had an exceptionally good cast this year, and, yeah, Drag You is where they take, I think, women who are having style crises, like, you know, just normal...
What not to wear with drag queens?
I think so, but seriously, if I
could... As long as that...
If I could have gone on that show, oh, I totally would. I want a fairy drag mother. I'm not kidding.
As long as that what's-her-name is not like, shut up,
Oh, Stacey London. Yeah, she won't be anywhere near that show. It'll be like 10 times more awesome at least.
Yeah. I'll watch it once and then I'll be sick of it.
Yeah. Oh, season pass on the TiVo, baby.
Yippee.
You haven't deleted our last season pass yet,
have you? I did.
Oh, you did? Yeah. You ceremoniously did that by yourself.
Yeah, it was a big party. I had all my friends over.
Nice. That's great.
Pretty much me by myself.
Okay, Johnny Carter.
There's an obscure reference nobody will get.
That was really... Yeah.
Nobody will get that. Like, usually when I make obscure references, there'll be like, it's usually a Howard Stern reference that like 10 people who listen will get. That was a reference that nobody will get other than me. There's one person that is a friend of ours on Facebook that would possibly get that, but I don't think she listens.
I don't think she's listening to the show.
Wow. Nice job. All right. What else do you have for us
tonight? We're a little loopy after recording for an hour and having all our effort speed.
You have some notes of things you wanted to talk about. All right.
So, the last time we recorded, we had not visited Target Field.
Yeah, we had. We went to the open house.
Oh, that's right. But we hadn't seen an actual game.
True.
And we got to try more of the food.
And now we have seen several actual games.
Yes.
It's awesome.
Oh, my God. It's great. It's so, so great.
So, what has changed since the open house that you would like to comment on?
Well, there's actual grass on the field now. It's not just tarp.
True.
And we've seen baseball played there.
Yeah.
And I've tried the Kramarczyk sausages and have found them to be good.
The official large wieners of of Target Field.
They have a lot of wieners in Target Field.
They have a selection of wieners.
They have a large wiener selection at Target Field. So Kramarczyk has, am I saying that right?
I don't know.
I think so. I hope so. I don't care.
You had the Polish sausage, I had the brat, and we were both not feeling well later that night, so I'm...
I'm not blaming the Polish.
I am
blaming three beers and being out in the sun for a long time.
We were shaded.
Yeah, but we were in the sun for a long time.
I'm blaming the wiener.
I'm blaming the beer.
We had some bad wiener meat.
Aw. See...
It was good.
I really liked it.
I liked it too, but I think...
But you're hesitant to have it again.
I'm moving on. That was a... One-time shot, I think.
And we've had the Vincent... I had the Vincent burger. Did you have the Vincent burger?
Yep, tasty. Yeah. Had the steak sandwich, also tasty.
Yep.
So we haven't had... We had the, oh,
pulled pork. The pulled pork
is quite good. No, the Tony O'Cuban high-quality sandwich.
God, Tony O'Cuban.
So we've got to check out Frankie V's Italian next time.
Yes. The Tony O'Cuban, oh, man.
I'm in for that next time because I just had a bite. You had the whole thing.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so
we love Target Field. It's our new church.
Yes.
Now that Prince rarely plays at Paisley Park, and we haven't been there in like a decade. So
yeah. And you have a special suit that you wear to church.
My Joe Mauer jersey.
Uh-huh.
I made a bet with one of our 500 listeners shortly before Joe Mauer signed with the Twins.
Oh, that's right.
A 500 listener that I'm friends with on Facebook was saying that he didn't think that Joe Mauer, the Twins, would be able to sign Joe Mauer. And I said, all right, I will bet, I'm willing to say that they will. I'll bet you $100 that in 2011, opening day, Joe Mauer is wearing a Twins jersey. And he said, you're on. And a week later, he was sending me $100 because they signed him. And I took that money and I bought a Twins Joe Mauer jersey, which I now wear to every game I go to. So, yep. I've been holding off on buying a Twins jersey until there was somebody that I knew would be around for long enough for, you know, I'm not going to get like a... I'm not going to get an Orlando Hudson jersey. No. I like the guy, but he's not going to be around long.
Or a J.J. Hardy jersey. Or,
exactly.
Or a Brendan Harris jersey.
Well, that wouldn't happen.
Nick Punto jersey.
No, not going to. Lou Ford.
Lou Ford.
Yeah. So I'm happy that we have Joe Mauer. Plus, yes. we kind of followed a similar path for our youth.
Oh, God.
And then we ventured off. And, of course, I was successful, and he ended up making millions of dollars.
St. Columba's own Joe Mauer.
We went to the same grade school, played T-ball at the same playground. He was several years behind me. I kind of paved the way for Joe Mauer, I like to think.
Or something.
And he could actually hit the ball off the tee. I could hit the tee. Yeah, so yeah. There you go. Me and Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Kindred spirits.
Something.
Do we need more music?
Yes.
All right. Gaslight Anthem?
Sure.
Upcoming album? Upcoming album is called American Slang.
Buy it.
Buy it when it comes out in a couple weeks or whenever it is. When's it coming out? Soon.
Yes.
This is called Orphans. It's one of my favorite songs. I love it.
Yes.
One of the many awesome concerts I'm looking forward to this summer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, whoops. Gaslight Anthem. So, yeah, they've got an album.
We received an advanced copy thanks to a generous benefactor.
Righteous.
Who shall remain nameless.
Yep. Can't wait.
Yeah.
For that concert. They're touring.
It's going to be great.
When are we seeing them? July sometime?
July. Yep. 27th or something. They're playing First Avenue.
Hoorah.
Yes.
So, yeah. Great
album.
We're
making a rare exception and going out on a school night.
We'll do that. So, what else? You have some booby action you want to talk about?
What?
I thought you had something in your show notes about breastages.
No. Well, if you want me to go and get my Cosmo magazine.
I don't know. You said you had to talk about things to do with boobies or something?
I was joking. I said there's a Cosmo article like 28 ways to do things with your breasts or something. Okay. I have to go get it now. You talk while I go get that.
That's awkward. All right. So,
boobs. Yeah.
So yay, how about them boobies? I'm fascinated by this. I haven't seen this article and I'm really wondering. I can probably list like three things to do with boobs.
Look at them, touch them, and what else?
Okay, so maybe four. So you can stare at them. You can touch them. You can the old motorboat. You got that going.
Pearl necklace.
Also known as the Brumsky pearl necklace. You can so Cosmo dedicated several pages to 50?
50.
There's not 50 things to do with boobs.
Number one, go braless and wear a silk or comb cotton tee.
This is things you can do with boobs. This is not things others can do with them.
No. When you're lounging together on the couch reading or watching TV.
Okay, we've got a problem there because that never happens.
Guide his hand inside your bra and have him lightly scratch your breasts at his fingertips.
Do you want your boobs scratched?
No, I don't.
That doesn't sound pleasant at all.
Stretching.
This is the lamest list ever. Stretching.
Using double-sided tape.
What? That just sounds painful. What would you do with the double-sided tape? Wait, explain that one.
Master the art of using double-sided tape. The secret, stick 1-inch strips of tape 1/4 inch away from the edge of your clothes. It keeps everything in place,
oh,
but
that's
still
like
looks
a,
natural.
Yeah,
it's like the J-Lo thing when she wore the
if you're going to an awards
dress.
Ceremony, this is the dumbest. I hate Cosmo.
Uh-huh.
Give me something I can work with here.
Overheated at the beach. Slip an ice cube out of your drink and glide it over your cleavage.
Yeah, that's happening a lot at the beach. Wow.
Okay, they get into some really interesting stuff about,
is there anything useful in this article?
Strategically place rose petals over your bare nipples before he comes to bed? No.
That's not happening. This is bullshit.
Yep. Well, they do get into some dirty stuff, but I'm not comfortable reading that aloud. No, so I'll just hand this over to you.
Hold off for that for our non-Vegas, non-public podcast.
That we'll record.
That nobody hears. That, much like the previous episode of 500 by Midnight, which nobody will hear.
Oh, God.
God damn it.
I'm sad about that because it was a really good show. We recorded a really good show and a lot of comedy is going down
the drain.
We'll
have to try to recreate the magic tomorrow.
So we'll have to get equally drunk tomorrow.
Thank God it's a holiday weekend.
No kidding.
Which I have had a fantastic holiday weekend. I'm on day 3 of 5 days off.
I'm on day 1 of 3.
And I posted on Twitter the other day that if I were retired, in theory, I would spend my days exactly as I spent the first 2 days of my holiday weekend. I was busy doing things that I guess would be considered work, but they were entirely for me, and I was very pleased. Lots of yard work.
I appreciated it.
I planted
some
new shrubs.
Cleaning too.
I planted shrubs, which I've dedicated to Ronnie James Dio and Gary Coleman since they both passed. Actually, I was going to play something in memory of Dio. I don't have any Dio on my... which is blasphemy that I don't have any Dio on here, but... I do have something I can play in memory of Dio, if that's okay with you.
That's all right.
Dio has rocked for a long, long time.
It's time for him to go.
Now it's time for him to pass the torch. He has songs of wildebeest and angels. He has soared on the wings of a demon. It's time.
No more rocking for you.
We're taking you to a home, but we will sing a song about you. And we will make sure that you're very well taken care of.
I was glancing at that Cosmo article on boobage. It's the most worthless. I can't believe they commit that shit to print.
Like, put pasta sauce on and ask your man if it's spicy enough.
Nobody's ever done that. Nobody ever will. Ridiculous. Anyway, rest in peace, Ronnie James Dio. That's Tenacious D with Dio.
Do you think he passed the torch before he moved on or no?
I'm bummed about Ronnie James.
I'm sad.
And the thing is, all the accounts that have come out afterwards about him are that he was just like the nicest guy in the world. And you hear those things when people die, but usually you know that they're bullshit. But
when it's consistent like that.
Yeah, it sounds like Ronnie James was a righteous guy. Mm-hmm. Bummer indeed. And freaking Rainbow in the Dark. Mm-hmm. Holy Diver, last in line.
Yes.
Freaking Ronnie James Dio, man. Yep. So anyway, I dedicated a shrub in our front yard to Ronnie James. And then Gary Coleman died, so I decided the other one would be for him.
But no Art Linkletter. Art Linkletter. Why can't I pronounce his name?
Suck my dick.
Really?
Well, no. But the guy didn't do anything in my lifetime. And the clips I see of him, he was on that People Say the Stupidest Fucking Things. He did one about kids and then one called... He had a show called People Are Funny.
Uh-huh.
Which, you know, is like America's funniest home videos, except for even more retarded. No. So that guy did nothing. He was the host of a clip show before clip shows existed, so... Although...
Was he ahead of his time?
No, he was just... No. Come on. Art Linkletter. Bleh. I've got nothing to say about that guy.
I have nothing against him. I've been railing against old people. For him, either.
After my rant about Andy Rooney on 500 last week, and now I'm going after Art Linkletter, who's dead. That's great. Nice, honey. Yeah, what am I doing here?
What's your direction in life?
Mickey Rooney is next on the list. Oh, is he still alive?
Yes, he is. Because I was reading something, and I'm like, Mickey Rooney. Oh, not Andy Rooney, Mickey Rooney. That's right.
He's another guy who, you know, wouldn't anybody have known if he had been dead for 20 years? Not so much. Hasn't done anything.
I remember watching the movies. I don't know if those were the 80s or the early 90s. Bill? He played the mentally handicapped guy?
William Bill for short?
Yes.
Yes, I remember it well. Mm-hmm. It was a subject of mockery during my junior high years. I'm a bad person. So how can we lift this show out of the gutter?
Hey, Victoria's Secret is having their semi-annual sale.
Oh my God, thank you. You've got kind of a theme running here through your notes here. What's going on with that?
Boobs.
Do you care to expand on that anymore, or no, you just wanted to let us know?
I was looking for a segue, and I looked down, and I'm like, hey.
Can I give a couple plugs?
Yeah.
I want to plug a podcast and a product. So I'm going to, unpaid solicitation.
Unlike Vegas Mate, the jingle, which was lost during the lost recording.
But we've recaptured the magic, so we'll be okay.
Yeah.
We have a sponsor for other podcasts. This podcast is unsponsored.
No.
And God, unfettered.
There's no fucking way anyone would sponsor this.
No, but I want to give a couple plugs. So a music podcast that is much better than this one is Macca's Reservation Radio.
Yes.
So check that out. I think it's at Podomatic, but you can, if you go to our other website, 500bymidnight.com, you can find a link in the Friends of 500 section. And I've been enjoying that thoroughly. I don't know where he was doing this show before, but recently he started doing it as a podcast, and I've been grooving on it and really liking it.
Very enjoyable.
Hearing some great music on there, and Macca is a longtime 500 listener, and we met him at Cover of the 500, and... Was that it? 500 cover? Was
yeah.
It, God, how somebody did 500 podcasts? He's up to like 600 now.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
and
that's amazing.
We're
to
lazy
me.
Fuckers, and we're only at like 258.
I know. When I was doing yesterday's show notes, I was for some reason I came across something from the Las Vegas podcast of Blues. I'm like, that was like only 20 shows ago or 25 shows ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it seems like we're really slow and lazy, yeah. And oh well.
And skip every other week.
So we do like 40 some shows a year. That's not that bad, but.
Well, this week we're making up for it because
we're doing the same show twice.
We're doing this, and then we're doing the same 500 show twice.
Week.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's like that time. Remember that time we came back from Vegas and recorded everything on your, was it your iRiver or was it your?
And it picked up nothing. Well, then there was another one where I forgot to hit record. Mm-hmm. We did a whole show and nobody was listening. That was even worse than losing the show. At least I actually recorded this one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You'd think that 5 years in, I'd be able to figure out this fucking technology. Oh well. We need a producer. We need to pay somebody to sit here
And hit the record button. Somebody, and make sure an it
engineer.
Saves.
We need a professional engineer to come in here and record our show for us, because clearly I'm not doing the job. Oh well. So I want to plug Macca's Reservation Radio, great podcast, and I want to plug a product, the Evolve Wireless iPod Speaker System from Griffin Technologies, which you bought me for my birthday.
We've both been enjoying that this weekend.
So you bought it for me. I've had it since the end of March, and I've been using it mainly in the basement. It's two wireless speakers and an iPod dock. I've been taking one of the speakers so I can listen to stuff on my iPod when I'm getting ready for work in the morning, so I'm in the bathroom, and it's really convenient for that. But now this weekend, when I had a couple days off and I've been doing tons of yard work, freaking awesome, because I can plug in my iPod, hit shuffle on one of my awesome ass mixes.
Uh-huh.
And they are awesome.
Mostly.
And and instead of like having to carry my iPod with me and speakers with me and blah blah blah, because it's all wireless, all I have to do is take the speakers and move them to wherever I am. So for a while I was working in the front yard, had the speakers sitting in the shade on the steps, rocking my world. A little while later I'm working in the backyard, I just bring the speakers with me. Come into the house a little while later to do some housework, had the speakers with me in there. It's been so freaking awesome, and I appreciate
it. Hang out on the deck, have a few cocktails.
So yeah, then last night and tonight, when we're out on the deck, in the past couple of years when we've had our deck drinking extravaganzas, we would just crank up our stereo, I'd have to turn all the speakers from inside the house to face
the deck,
the back door. And just crank it up, and then we'd have kind of background music. But now, no more of that. I just bring the speakers out, set them on the deck, hit shuffle on the iPod, let the music play, and it's like clear and high quality sound. Frick, man, it's been awesome. I'm really happy with it. It's such a great product. Now, when we first got it, one of the speakers was messed up out of the box, just wasn't working. And again, the customer service experience with Griffin was phenomenal. Usually when you deal with customer service at any of these companies, it's kind of a tremendous pain in the ass. I explained the problem. They were like, nope, sounds like there's definitely something wrong.
Send it back.
They made it very easy to send it back. I got a new one a couple weeks later, and problem solved, no messing around with it. And they were really cool about it. And I don't have if there's a problem with a product, fine, that happens. So I don't really get aggravated about that. I get aggravated when the customer support is shitty. Their support was awesome. So anyway, I have to plug the Evolve speaker system. And Griffin Technologies has consistently good products. I've bought many things from them. So
we like them.
They're awesome. So this is an unpaid product plug for Griffin and the Evolve speaker system. If you're looking for wireless iPod speakers, this is the way to go.
And one of the songs that you played through those speakers was
that's a good question.
It's time for some more music.
You're right. Do we have something specific you wanted to hear?
How about Hold Steady?
Yeah, okay, let's do that. This is Hurricane J off of Heaven Is Whenever. New album, solid from top to bottom.
Joking around, I see the crowd you're hanging with, and those kids don't seem positive. Don't all the cigs make you tired? You know I never ask you to change, I only ask you to try. I know you're gonna do what I know you're gonna do, but 22 and banging round in restaurants isn't that much prettier than banging round in bars. And why do you keep going to his car? I don't want this to stop. I want you to know.
You're a pretty good waitress.
But you
Jesse, I don't think I'm the guy.
Oh, I love these fucking guys. I love this band so much.
I love that when they're on a talk show like on Letterman or Craig Ferguson or whatever, they're still like performing their asses off.
Yep.
You can just see that Craig Venn just has so much joy in performing.
There's so much joy in what we do up here. They're awesome. I love them. I love the Hold Steady. They're my favorite band right now. No question.
How much do you love them?
I love them so much that I was willing to mark myself with one of their symbols. I got a tattoo for the first time about a month ago. And so there's a couple things I need to qualify about that. So yes, I got a tattoo and it's the symbol from the cover of the Hold Steady's Stay Positive album. But, and that's a little risky getting a tattoo that's related to a band.
Mm-hmm.
Because like
a time I considered getting the Duran Duran logo, like
that'd be all right.
The D that stands up and then the D that's kind of at an angle.
I wouldn't have an issue with that. But yeah, you're always running a little bit of a risk if you get a tattoo that's related to a band that, you know, any band has.
And then they came out with Red Carpet Massacre and it all went to hell.
Any band has a shelf life, so you get a mark.
I still love them though.
Although like if I had gotten a Van Halen logo on myself in like 1984, I probably wouldn't really regret that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't really have regrets about things that I listen to at a certain point in time because it means something to me. And I guess that's kind of a tattoo is, it's something different to everybody, but to me it's like, okay, that's a representation of something that was going on in your life at the time, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, the Stay Positive album cover symbol, I love the band, but completely removed from that, I just like what it means and I like the symbol. So mm-hmm. Let's say that something happens and I end up hating the Hold Steady, which isn't going to happen.
God forbid.
I like the symbol. I like what it means. And I'm mm-hmm. so I didn't get it.
Reminds you to keep positivity in your life.
Yeah, which is, it sounds really lame, but that it does mean something to me. But mm-hmm. So completely separate of the band, I just like the symbol itself. So that's why I decided to get it. And
where did you go?
I got it at, another plug. Since this is the show of plugs, Acme Tattoo Company. And I think Acme Tattoo in St. Paul. It's on Arcade. And
East Side
represent. They're awesome there. I went in just to get to find out, like, I've never had a tattoo. How long does it take? How much does it cost? And they're like, $100. We can do it right now.
You're like, all right.
I'm like, holy shit. Okay. So here's the deal with my tattoo.
What's the deal with your tattoo?
Going through the tattoo experience for the first time, it feels like your skin is being burned. Mm-hmm. At least I got mine 4 inches above my knee. And I think it feels different if you get it on different parts of your body.
Like on your balls.
Yeah, when I get my balls tattooed, it's probably going to hurt a lot worse. But it felt like my skin was being burned. And for the first 5 minutes, it just fucking sucked. And I was tense and in pain.
Mm-hmm.
And then after 5 minutes, I relaxed. And then it was just...
You kind of hit a wall and then...
Yeah. It's weird, though. Your body's reaction to pain,
mm-hmm.
It's interesting. Like, just... uncontrollable, like you just break out in a sweat.
Yeah.
You get very tense. So I was laying on my back and I know my leg was really stiff and my feet were mm-hmm. like up straight and then the tattoo, the guy who did my tattoo, Gabe, I recommend him. Tell him Tim sent you. He won't know who I am. But anyway, he's like, okay, just after 5 minutes where I was just like clearly uncomfortable, he just said, okay, Take a deep breath. He said, just loosen up, let your leg muscles relax a little bit. And then after that, I was fine.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, yeah, it still hurt, but...
It wasn't as bad as it was for the first 5 minutes.
Right, you just kind of accept the pain and then...
Yep.
So, as somebody who'd never had a tattoo, it was an interesting experience. I'm glad I did it, though.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's kind of weird. It's completely healed. Actually,
the itching.
The itching. Like, the first couple of days were fine. There was nothing... you know, about it that was problematic. But after a few days, it gets really super itchy. That was tedious, not being able to scratch it. That was worse than the actual pain of having it done, which only mm-hmm. took like 40 minutes or so. But the itchy, yeah. And that's pretty much gone now. It's been a month. It's healed. It's fine. But now that it's healed and stuff, I'm like, what should I get next? So.
Tramp stamp?
I'm going to get a butterfly right up, yeah.
Right above your ass.
Yeah. A dolphin jumping over a butterfly. When Gabe was doing the tattoo and I was the last one of the day, and I said, I hope you don't have some weird thing where you fuck with the last guy of the day. And I'm going to sit up and look at this and it's going to end up being a butterfly or a dolphin or something. So luckily, no, that wasn't the case.
That's
but
good.
Yes, I'm going to get a tramp stamp with a butterfly jumping over a tattoo. I mean, jumping over a butterfly.
Dolphin jumping over a butterfly.
A dolphin jumping over a butterfly. It'll be awesome.
With the Chinese word or the Chinese symbol for butterfly.
Yeah, but misspelled. So it's actually like
fuck
the,
you.
The Chinese symbol for date rape. It won't make any sense. Yeah.
So honestly wonder how many people are running around with like dirty Chinese symbols when they're like, this means love, this means respect.
Yeah, I'm sure there's plenty of that, but whatever. So what do you want me to play? We need another song here.
Let's see.
Preferably something I have on my iPod, but if not, I can plug yours
in. Do you have the Dum Dum Girls on there? Or no?
I do. I haven't listened to it enough. Excuse me. I haven't listened to it enough to know any of the songs, so you have to tell me what to play.
I don't have this song written down. Do you want me... Do you have like the... I think track number 4 was really good.
Jail Lala?
Yes. Yes.
I can play that for you.
Okay. Oh God, how did I get here? I do not know. I just woke up at the strange show. This woman's clearly out of her mind. She's covered in shit and millions of kind. La 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 la.
This is retro-y.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Me too.
Dum Dum Girls off the I Will Be album. It's Jail Lala. Mm-hmm. It's a good album. I listened to it once. I need to listen to it more.
Me too.
I knew when I heard it
a couple times, but I really like it.
I knew when I heard it that you would like it.
Yep.
I think it's produced by the same person who produces the Ravenettes.
Oh, love them.
But you can kind of tell from the sound of it if you're a Ravenettes fan. It's got that same kind of echoey vibe. I love. I heard about it on Sound Opinions, which is a great podcast and radio show on a few public radio stations, including The Current here in Minneapolis. I've discovered a few great bands through them.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot, I was gonna talk about something else, now I can't remember what. Oh, my high school is closing. I was gonna mention that. So next weekend when you're out of town, they're having an open house and I get to see my high school again for the first time in like 20 years, which will be interesting.
But it'll also be the last time because are they tearing it down?
No, they're going to no, they'll probably end up renting it out if somebody else wants to use the space.
Like office buildings or something? Or?
I know like when my grade school closed, they rented it out.
The one that you went to with Joe Maurer?
Home of me and Joe Maurer. I didn't go to it with Joe Maurer. He was younger than me. I paved the way. But when they quit using it for our school, the parish that owned it ended up, because it's a Catholic school, ended up renting it out as like a, I don't know, like a neighborhood charter school or something. So they can still use that space for school. What are you doing? You're like bouncing around.
Bouncing
You're
up
like
and
hyper.
I still have the song in my head and I'm still kind of jamming to it.
Crazy. So anyway, they could they have two buildings they could conceivably use for another school. But anyway, I'm looking forward to seeing my high school for the first time in 2 decades and just seeing what it looks like. And
I drove by my high school in April. What's weird is that it, you know how a lot of buildings, you go back to them and they're smaller.
Yes.
We didn't go inside, but it looked bigger. They had expanded it. Like, I think they'd built this entire shrine to the football team.
Well, that's Texas. Uh-huh. Yeah. So, I don't know. We'll walk through.
It was like twice as big as it used to be.
Oh, weird.
It was very strange.
Ours is the exact same size, but I'm sure it's changed a little bit.
But I'm sure if we had gone inside.
Yeah.
It would have been.
I don't know. It'll be interesting to see it one more time. I'm meeting up with a couple friends from high school beforehand, and we're going to have dinner and then go check it out. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping that maybe I run into some people that I haven't seen in a long time. I know a lot of people, like most people would be like, I don't want to run into people mm-hmm. that I haven't seen. But they're, I don't know, it'd be interesting to see some people.
Which is why I didn't go to my 20th high school reunion.
I'm kind of over any issues, I think, for the most part, so...
I'm over it, but at the same time, I just don't care.
Well, yeah, like, I don't know.
I don't want to have a connection to people that, like, I have a hard time maintaining the relationships that I have. If I were to run into just some random person from high school that I used to absolutely despise and now I'm just kind of indifferent to, like, it doesn't mean I want to have a relationship with that person.
I hear you.
That would probably make me hate them again because it's like, oh, God damn it. Now I have to be your Facebook friend and follow you and give a shit.
Yeah, I hear that. I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know if I'll see anybody or not, but.
Does that sound really harsh?
No, it's fine. I think that's how most people feel.
It's like, I think for the most part, the people I've caught up with, it's like, okay, yeah, you're doing good. I'm glad you're living a good life. You know, you're happy and whatever. Good. Awesome.
Yep.
And then you follow them on Facebook, and it's like, oh, we really don't have a hell of a lot to say to each other, do we? Huh.
Yeah, that's very likely how it could be, but I don't know.
It's like, I don't wish anybody ill. I just...
Sure you do. You're always doing your voodoo curses on people that you used to know.
Yes, you're right. I just don't have time.
I hear you. You're a busy gal.
Oh, my God. I mean... I've just realized in the past, months since my work stress has like increased 10 times that I only have the energy for so much shit. And
I've got energy for endless shit.
Except for Lost. You don't apparently have energy for Lost.
That's shit in the highest form. In the lowest form. Yeah.
Oh, and I have become increasingly intolerant of high maintenance people.
Yeah, I don't really have time for high maintenance people either.
Like, there's just been some stuff at work, and then there's, I don't know. I don't want to go into it too much, but it's like, okay, you know what? I just,
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. We should play one more song.
All right.
Is there anything you have? I'm done with the stuff I have
on
my list. But I know you have like 30 songs on your list.
I don't really have a lot of songs, but I just wanted to talk about the Sting rainforest benefit.
Talk about Sting.
Which led to the most surreal YouTube video I've seen in my life.
There's nothing that puts a damper on any conversation more than Sting.
But he brought Springsteen and Gaga together.
Which, you know, the world's been waiting for that. I love them both, but...
But I just... Yeah, so
I wasn't clamoring for a collaboration.
I wasn't clamoring, but like... So there's this video on YouTube of them doing a cover of Journey's Don't Stop Believin', of all things. And they're all totally, like, looking at the monitors for the lyrics.
I wish I would have known. I would have queued that performance up, but I don't have that on here.
Yeah. But it was just bizarre. I'm like, okay, there's that. And then there's that. And these two things do not go together.
Now, there are other people involved, too. Yeah. Debbie Harry was on stage and some other people.
Sting was there and somebody... Elton John was there.
Elton John.
Yeah.
I do like that when apparently the Rainforest Benefit had an 80s theme.
Yeah.
And when Sting told Springsteen that it was a retro 80s theme, he pretty much said, Sting, I hate to break it to you, but we're kind of an 80s retro theme. Brilliant.
Which is funny because you can just see Bruce just being like, seeing it like it is, and Sting being kind of clueless.
Yeah.
Because... I don't think Sting is the most self-aware person in the world.
He might take himself a little too seriously. He's touring with an orchestra right now.
He has a beard, too. I don't like the Sting beard.
You don't like any beards.
I don't. This is the new Journey. This is with
I know. It's what I have right now. I like the new guy, though. Actually, I think the light on TiVo is on right now, and sometime tonight, I believe that TiVo is getting a recording of Journey live from Manila for us.
Nice.
Off of Palladia.
We saw Journey with him as the singer. And
Arnell?
Yeah. He was great. He did I was skeptical, really but he was job. Awesome.
He was, he's, you know, Steve Perry number four, and he's he's pulling it off pretty well.
Should we go into the Sarah Silverman book?
Go ahead.
Okay. Bedwetter. She,
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
So she doesn't name who it is, but she said she met somebody who was an 80s star, and they really liked her jokes about the N-word, except they said the actual word, which I have a really hard time saying, but, you know.
Whatever, you say it all the time around here. I'm kidding.
Narcissism?
It's a joke.
What? Okay. So she's like,
yeah.
And then at the end of the story, she's like, I won't say who he was, but I stopped believing.
She said every so often you get somebody who'll come up to you and clearly they take your humor in a different way than you intend it. And someone came up to me and said, oh, you've got to meet Sarah. Her material on the N-word is hilarious. Mm-hmm. And yeah, she pretty much indicated it's from what I can tell, it's Steve Perry. Mm-hmm. That
he's the most recognizable person.
It's
somebody from Journey, but the odds are that it's
that clearly took her material in the wrong way and is like a raging racist. So that's nice.
Yeah.
But don't stop believing.
Don't let it ruin this song for you.
Steve Perry has open arms, just not for anybody who is a different race. Randy Jackson was their bass player, though.
Yeah.
I don't know. Randy Jackson.
Oh, Randy. Randy Jackson rocking the box haircut.
You know what? There's something that I love about Springsteen. And Springsteen chose the song, by the way. There's something I love about Springsteen choosing a Journey song, because you know that aggravates the hell out of some people who would see Journey as so far beneath
Springsteen.
It's a good song is a good song, and I'm sorry, but
this is a great good song.
And there's all the same people would probably be like, how could he perform with Lady Gaga? Like, ha ha.
Who had no heels on her shoes. I was looking at those and I'm like, whoa.
She had no heels on her shoes?
Yeah. They were these huge platforms, but they didn't have heels. It was like her heel was just hovering in midair.
That would be painful, it seems.
It looked very uncomfortable, but somehow she...
It's the magic of Gaga. She was levitating.
Yes.
Love me some Gaga. One of the other concerts we'll be seeing this summer.
Oh, Kiss and Gaga in the same week.
In the same week. How fantastic will that be?
I keep wanting to pronounce her name Gaga.
Gaga, like Andy Rooney? Let's not go off onto an Andy Rooney J.
No.
Yep.
Yeah. But I think that's pretty much...
That's your
all
list?
I've got.
You actually had...
I had a list.
Notes, which is better than I had.
You always do notes. You always do show notes.
Not for dyslexic hard. That's for 500. I'm prepared for that one, not for this one. That's why this one sucks so bad.
I just hope it saves.
Yeah, me too.
Because we're not recording this shit over again.
That's right. All right, should we wrap it up?
Yeah.
It's been an hour almost.
Should we go full circle and be like, Don't Stop Believin' was also used in the Sopranos finale.
That's right, which we talked about early in the show. Very nice. Mm-hmm. Do we want to play one more song to wrap it up?
Sure.
Do you have any requests?
No. Pick something.
Shit. Let me pull up my playlist that we were listening to earlier, and we'll just play whatever randomly comes up. I actually put this playlist together last year when we road tripped to Omaha for the Green Day concert. And I've been using it. I updated it tonight, so it has some more recent stuff. But okay, so we'll just see what happens when I hit shuffle. Oh, James.
I like James.
There we go. So I guess we'll wrap it up. This is episode 7 of Dyslexic Heart. How long have we been doing the show? It's been over a year.
Everything's been over a year.
And for those of you who do listen, we do appreciate that you actually...
Absolutely.
Get something out of the show where we just talk over stuff and have random...
We didn't have as much music this time.
I know. Kind of weird, but...
Yeah. But we... I was kind of afraid to repeat the music from last time because I looked at the playlist I put together and I honestly couldn't remember what we played and what we didn't.
Yeah, I don't remember. I know we played the organ beats last time. And I think we played some Gaga.
And I think we played Codeine Velvet Club too.
I don't remember.
Because I was grooving on them and still am.
Hey, this is... this is the album that we listen to frequently when we first started
dating.
Way back when.
Oh, 1994.
What a year. All right, so I guess that'll do
it. Our relationship can drive.
Huh?
Our relationship can drive. We've known each other for 16 years.
But not without somebody's, not without an adult in the vehicle. All right. All right, that'll do it. This is Dyslexicar. We'll be back in another...
Whenever we feel like it.
3 months with another show. And
hey, what happened to that Minnesota music show we were going
to
do?
We'll get to it eventually.
All right.
Someday. All right.
Peace out.
Peace out, bitches. Set you free. Strange fruit from a forbidding tree. You've got to